Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Colonel David Hunt is a tremendous guest for this show, and anybody who's fortunate enough to chat with him, served our country impressively, remarkably, and heroically for almost 30 years, still is incredibly plugged in to many facets of our military. We're going to this story, which I'm not sure is receiving enough attention because I don't know what this means. And the Colonel is going to help us out on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, where, Colonel, it seems like everyone knows that sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours, Iran is going to respond to Israel. Israel last week in Syria bombed a facility which included a top general who's involved and runs the paramilitary operations for Iran in Lebanon and Syria. Six or seven others were killed. And the idea was when Israel made this decision, they knew Iran was going to respond. How unique is this situation? And do you have any doubt that Iran will respond before this weekend is done?
Yeah, the Israel's bombed an IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard Corps headquarters in Damascus. And you're right, but one general, but it was just the rest. It was six or seven members of the staff. So it was a successful strike against an Iranian government organization that controls the terrorist groups like the Houthis and and like what's happening in Gaza and Lebanon. So, and they'd been responsible for killing Americans. The problem with this is the Israelis didn't tell us in advance. And we are wedded. We are tied at the hip to Israel, period. They're, you know, one of our greatest ally, certainly in the Middle East. And Netanyahu's playing a very dangerous game. So we've talked before. Israel is a great country. I love their military and their people. And Netanyahu's a bad guy. So both things can be true. And the problem you have is the war in Gaza is not going well. And whacking the Iranian IRGC in Damascus is throwing serious fuel on an already out of control fire. So this is not a good thing. And I think that Iran will retaliate. What they have is a very large drone capability and offensive missiles. The rest of their military is not very good. We, the U.S., has already announced, Kirby did, the spokesman for the National Security Council, about U.S. forces deploying into the Middle East. He would not go into detail. It's probably Navy stuff. But it's a very serious escalation into something that's already very dangerous because Israel decides what they're doing in Gaza. And again, not as successfully as they wanted to be, is also threatening to go up into Lebanon against Hezbollah. We're already enlarged this war with the Houthis in Yemen. So, and soldiers, as we talked before, in the Middle East were hit over 90 times in the last year. So this is bad. This is a bad, not good.
So let me play the skeptic here. that Netanyahu is sick and tired of Americans criticizing what he's doing.
Yep.
And he's sick of it, and he's saying, well, I know a way I can get America back on my side. We've been fighting this proxy war against Iran forever. We've had other chances to kill top people. Not only one will we enjoy and relish killing top people who are involved in these terror attacks, but two, we're then going to say to America, remember the teams here. It's Israel against Iran. It's Israel against fill in the blank. And then daring Joe Biden to talk tough about the pressure on Netanyahu when this is taking place at the same time.
Yeah, my response would be is that this is not being done in a vacuum. The backdrop is a 20-year bad war, global war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan, in which over 6,000 Americans are killed and tens of thousands of Americans are wounded and a few hundred thousand civilians. That's the backdrop of these decisions that are being made. Israel is our great friend, but of course you want to respond to what happens on October 7th by Hamas. The problem is it happened within 400 meters of the Israeli military and intelligence service. And if Hamas is that important, you should have paid attention. You didn't. And now we're tied to this. And he just expanded that tie to a direct conflict with Iran, which militarily is not an issue. But U.S. does not want to see an expanded war more than it is. It's not in our interest, nor in Iran's interest. But, yeah, I think Iran will do something with missiles and or drones. And Netanyahu doesn't need our permission. But Netanyahu need our military assistance, our assistance, and our money.
So for the folks, Colonel, who have been pressuring Joe Biden to – you've got the leverage. You come close to using it, but you don't use it. So use the leverage of we're going to give you 80% of what you want in our military support with the jets and the technology. For those folks who are pushing that, if Iran responds, does all that talk now end? Does all that go away no matter what Netanyahu does because Iran has now attacked Israel in some manner?
No, I don't think it does. I think we have a relationship with our friends that's troubled right now with Israel, but it's all based around one man, Netanyahu, and that's it. So we're never going to abandon Israel. Not going to slow down aid. There's a large aid F-16 thing package, but that's a 5-year deal. Without our assistance with the Iron Dome and other things, Israel would have a hard time continuing in this war. We're not going to slow that down. It's not the same issue as with Ukraine. This is with more. We're more tied to Israel, military intelligence, culturally, et cetera, than we are to Ukraine. So I don't think we will put more pressure on Netanyahu publicly, but not slow down the aid.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Colonel David Hunt is with us, just short of 30 years of great military experience, is still extraordinarily plugged in to the military. You bring up Ukraine. This debate on sending more of our support has been going on for months and months. The speaker is in this weird position where seemingly he now is inclined to provide some level of support, but the majority of his party in the House, they don't want it. The Biden administration has been pushing him forever. He's going to appear with Donald Trump today. In the end, do you think our country will provide more support to Ukraine? And maybe the more relevant question, if we don't, what happens?
Yeah, it's fascinating to me. And who, by the way, wants to be Speaker Johnson? I mean,
yeah, good luck.
What a terrible job.
Yep.
I don't understand the argument at all. We're killing Russians for not a lot of money, and that no American lives are getting lost. I don't see how that's a bad thing. I don't know. The politics of this are ugly. The reason that we've got people that do not want aid to Ukraine is because it will look like a success for Biden, which is really a terrible way of doing diplomacy.
Awful and inexcusable, right?
Yes. And Ukraine's been fighting since 2014, the Russians, with our help and our training and our equipment. And if you stop giving them help, then Russia will win this war and take over the eastern part of Ukraine permanently. That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. And all we have to do is give them a few billion dollars. Now, Ukraine is not an innocent country. They're ripping off 35% of the aid,
right?
All of that. Okay, a lot of our friends are not perfect. Hell, we're not. But you got an opportunity here to stop the Russians with some jets, some money. And oh, by the way, they have those M1 tanks we talked about months ago, but the Ukrainians haven't used them. I think they got 30 or 40 of those tanks that they haven't deployed yet. And the F-16s would be a great help, as would the $300 billion, which is a lot of money between you and me. But it's nothing when you're talking about fighting a war. It's just not. This is a political move, and it's a bad move to put people of Ukraine at risk when it's such an easy thing. Killing Russians is never a bad thing.
Colonel, great stuff as always. Appreciate the time. Have an enjoyable weekend, and we'll reach out again soon.
You bet. Thanks, Chad.
Colonel David Hunt, great. As always, we appreciate him coming on. And again, the Colonel, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I want to tell you about my place and the ping-ponging back and forth with the furnace and the air conditioner, because we celebrated Quentin's 23rd birthday last night. And by the time we get back home, that house was cool. That house was a little cooler than it needed to be. So did I juice up that furnace for a couple hours? For sure. Did I then turn it off at night because I like it cool? Yes, I did. Did I turn that furnace back on a little bit this morning? Yes, I did. By the time it's in the mid-70s this weekend, will that air conditioner be on as we're trying to avoid some allergies? Yes, it will. All this is happening because of a great company like K&S Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electric, ksheating.com, ksheating.com. They have such a phenomenal sale right now. I've been with this company for 10 years. For $7,795, you get a Lennox furnace, matching air conditioner. You also get a 10-year warranty at minimum. Reach out to them, 952-697-HEAT, and have them come out to your place. It'll be a great experience. Do it, maybe even during the show today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.